Good morning. I'd like to thank the Council for agreeing to this meeting and for welcoming us here today to explain to you our plans for Pinewood Centre. Our aim is to make Pinewoods a place where people of all ages can come and enjoy their free time. The centre will feature our Treetops Challenge, only for the brave and fearless. For the less brave, and for families with children, there will be adventure playgrounds, indoor and outdoor, and a feeding area for farm animals, and we will also offer cycle trails through the woods. I'll give you an overview of Pinewoods first, and then tell you more about each area in more detail. This first slide shows the overall layout of the centre, and where all the activities will be situated. As you can see from the map, the entrance to this attraction will be on the south side. As visitors enter from the car park, they will walk along this path, leading them to the cafe and gift shop. The gift shop will be where tickets are on sale, and therefore needs to be near the entrance. So this building here on the right will be the cafe, and the building on the left will be the gift shop. There will also be a picnic field behind the cafe for the warmer months. It's the area just to the right of the cafe as you look at the map. And in the bottom right-hand corner of the picnic field, we're planning to have a barbecue area where people can hire a barbecue and bring their own food to cook. It'll be great for parties. In summer, we plan to have bands performing here in the evenings. To the west of the gift shop is where the Treetops Challenge will take place. There's a path here winding through the forest, and up in the trees there will be all sorts of high-level adventure apparatus. Rope swings, awesome rope bridges and tunnels, and zip wires where you can fly way above the forest floor. This adventure experience will only be open to those aged 15 and over. Beyond the Treetops Challenge, there will be an adventure playground. To get to it, you go along this path from the entrance until you reach the crossroads. Then you turn left. The young children's playground will have a fence around it, making it safer and keeping them away from the lake. The indoor play area, only for the very young, will be on the east side of the farm, near the cafe and just inside the picnic area. And finally, let's turn our attention back to this area here, where the paths meet and form a crossroads. This path, leading to the east end of the farm, will take our visitors to the area which houses the farm animals. Children will be able to watch the animals being fed and cared for, and in some instances they will be able to feed the animals themselves. The sheep will be in this first area on the right here, directly opposite the pigs, and the goats will go at the very end there. We haven't quite decided on the other areas yet. So, those are our plans. We hope they will be approved, and we look forward to welcoming you back in the not-too-distant future to see the final result.